Coming up on Saturday evening from 7 to 11 p.m., OCSC, the Orange County Social Club in Carrboro, is going to be hosting an event called the Go With The Flow Menstrual Product Drive and Benefit. And this is an opportunity for everyone to come out and support a whole bunch of very important causes and nonprofit organizations here in our community, the IFC, UNC Horizons, Freedom House Recovery Center, and Carolina Cupboard. And joining us now on the air is Allison DeMarco, who is one of those spearheading the event and organizing it. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
So tell us about the drop. Second annual. So
that's right.
This happened last year too. What is the cause that inspires it?
Yeah. So we were really thinking about an event that happened in Durham, and I thought, well, what are we doing for Orange County? Because we have just as much need here. And so I got together with Tricia Masigian, who owns Orange County Social Club, to kind of figure out what kind of fun event we might have to both raise awareness about this issue, have a fun time, and collect lots of products for these organizations. So one of the other hats I wear is I chair the Orange County Partnership on Homelessness. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to think about some of the organizations that support the community that we work with, because these products are taxed as luxury goods, which is silly because they're necessities. Mm-hmm. They cost a fair amount of money every month, which is particularly challenging when you have lots of other expenses that you have to deal with, and pretty clear gender discrimination there. So mm-hmm. we wanted to think about how to raise awareness about that, and then just have lots of products to donate to these organizations.
Yep, and we're talking about feminine hygiene products.
That's
here,
right.
Which is something that I think when we talk about like donation drives, people don't think of it, right? And it's just as much a necessity as anything else.
Yep, that's right.
So this is a donation drive just for feminine hygiene products, and the event is the final event is this Saturday at OCSC, but the drive is going on right now, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we've been working with, for the last year also, Root Cellar, mm-hmm. Sid's Hair Shop, Carrboro Community Acupuncture, and this year the UNC Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, and they have all been collection sites over the last week for folks to drop things off, and all types of menstrual products. I like to say the tampon drive, because I think that word is just really fun to say. But we're opened, of course, to all kinds of menstrual products, so pads, cups, tampons, panty liners, all kinds of products that women prefer and need on a regular basis, of course. And we've also been doing a little more work around kind of tampon evangelization and looking at how we can have these products around our community so folks can easily access them. So doing some work with some local businesses. So it's really neat that some local businesses already have these free and available. Mm. So B-Side and Venable, Sid's Hair Shop does, Franklin Street Yoga Shop does. Steel String and Gray Squirrel are both working on having these available in the next few weeks. So, yeah, we just really want to think about how these products, which are necessities, are available easily in our community.
Tampon evangelization is a good phrase to say
as well.
Yeah, I got Allison DeMarco here in the studio. We're talking about the Go With The Flow Menstrual Product Drive and Benefit. Again, the drive is going on right now all week long. Sid's Hair Shop, Root Cellar, Carrboro Community Acupuncture. You mentioned a fourth one as well.
Yeah, UNC. The UNC Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention.
Center for Health Promotion. And then the big event is going to be at OCSC, Orange County Social Club, April 21st. That's tomorrow, 7 to 11 p.m. So what is that event going to entail?
Yeah, so this year we're having a new little twist. So all day that OCSC is open on Saturday, Tricia will be donating some of the proceeds to buying more products for these four organizations. But we're also going to do some advocacy mm-hmm. That day. So we've designed some postcards to send to the General Assembly, the chairs of the House and Senate Finance Committees, to urge them to eliminate the luxury tax on tampons and pads and other menstrual products soon.
Yes. Yeah. What does the luxury tax entail? Is it more than just the standard sales tax?
Yeah, so it is the standard
sales
tax.
It is the standard sales tax.
But it's not exempt. So
there
are some products that are considered necessities, like ChapStick,
right,
that are exempt, and these products are not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Again, Allison DeMarco here in the studio. So do we know sort of statistics or numbers regarding the need in Orange County?
Well, that's a really good question. So I think generally, if half the population generally is women, so and we need them every month,
right?
That's a pretty big need.
Yeah.
And
the number of people that you work with the Partnership to End Homelessness is pretty significant just in and of itself.
Through the IFC, their beds are always filled, so those folks need them, plus folks that just come in to the food pantry there, both on campus and through IFC, that's demonstrates the need there, too.
And the IFC is one of four beneficiaries who are, say a little bit more about the others.
Yeah. So this year, we're working with four organizations. So IFC and Horizons were both beneficiaries last year. And Horizons is a substance abuse treatment program for pregnant and parenting women and their children, run through UNC, obviously. And then Freedom House is new for us this year, but has been serving the community for quite a while. And they're a recovery center that provides lots of different services, like crisis services and substance abuse services, mental health services. And they're very excited to be able to be beneficiaries for this. And then the other organization that we've been working with that is fairly new to our community is Carolina Cupboard, which is the food bank at UNC. And I think lots of folks think, well, doesn't everyone just have 24-hour access to the cafeteria? But no, there's a lot of students that either, you know, don't at all or have limited food plans because that's what they can afford. And so there's need there for food, but also for necessities like menstrual products.
So people listening out there want to help out. What can they do? Where can they go?
Yeah, great. So still today and probably into tomorrow, those four businesses can take donations. You can also bring cash to OCSC tomorrow or to one of those businesses. And then anytime OCSC is open tomorrow, you can bring donations of products.
And beyond tomorrow, obviously the need is constant. So what can people do next week and beyond?
Yeah. So we hope folks will help us with our postcard campaign to ask for the tax to be eliminated. The other thing that we've been working on a little through our gaps analysis in our homeless service system is 24-hour bathrooms. So that is a huge need just in general in our community, but also for folks experiencing homelessness and women who need to have places on a regular basis during this time of the month. So we have been fortunate that Carrboro just put in a new set of bathrooms in the farmer's market, and we're working with them to see how we might make it possible for them to be open 24 hours, because currently they're kind of limited, and so we need those accessible all the time for everyone. So we're working on that, and then working with Chapel Hill, because there's also some public restrooms on Wallastek that are not 24 hours. So that's a big need in our community. And then folks can always bring donations of products to IFC whenever they're opened.
Yeah. 24-hour bathrooms is another thing that I think people take completely for granted all of a sudden you don't have access to that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Orange County Social Club tomorrow evening, 7 to 11 is the big event, but the drive is going on right now. Sid's Hair Shop, Root Cellar Cafe, Carrboro Community Acupuncture, UNC Center for Health and...
Health Promotion and Disease Prevention.
Health Promotion and Disease Prevention, thanks. Again, it's the second annual Go With the Flow Menstrual Product Drive and Benefit OCSC tomorrow evening, 7 to 11. Allison DeMarco, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Aaron.